story. I love that story for this very simple reason. That here are a bunch of frightened people in a boat in the middle of the night, and God wants to comfort them and give them strength. Jesus' heart goes out to them. There they are struggling away. I'm going to go and help them. And so he comes walking on the water. And he approaches the boat. And what happens when he gets near it? They cry out in fear, and they're absolutely terrified. Quite the reverse of what I think God is intending, or Jesus wants. And they say, "You expecting us to take courage from this? This is even more scary than the situation we're in. How can we believe that you are going to help us now?" And it's at that point that Jesus says, "Courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Just before they say, "Smile, things could be worse. I did smile, but things did get worse." And then, God comes in. God knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows our reaction. He knows our anxiety. He knows that sometimes it's difficult to cope with good news. But God is closer to us than we are to ourselves. And his perfect love that St. John writes so well about in our first reading casts out fear. Because he sees the way ahead that we can't. He knows the future, which we don't. And he keeps us company in the present. We're not capable of this for ourselves. We need him. And the wonderful joy of the Epiphany season, that word Epiphany, which means light shining forth, means that God's light shines forth in our hearts. And the one who flung stars into space is that one who is the baby in the manger, the grown man walking on the lake in front of the disciples in the midst of their fears, and the one who, because he throws stars into space, uniquely knows the secrets of our hearts. No greater claim can be made than that this Epiphany season, and we trust him. So if you feel like crying out in the midst of the lake, and if God sees distant, trust him, and take to heart those words of Jesus walking to his disciples when they're just about to give up, and he says, "Courage, it is I, don't be afraid." I love that phrase from a friend. I don't hold the future, I can't guess the future, but I know who holds the future. Let's have a moment's silence.